Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We are live to Santa Claus, Indiana. Melissa Arnold, are you there, Melissa?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Are you kidding? Thank you for being with us. This is so great.
Of course. Yes.
Yes. Executive Director of Spencer County Visitors Bureau, Santa Claus, Indiana. You know, I could read from this, I guess, press release, but I don't want to do that. I've got the executive director here. So would you care to illuminate the listener as to how the name Santa Claus, Indiana came to be?
Well, I can. I can tell you the local legend.
Yeah.
It was many, many years ago.
Yes.
The town, the area, before it was a town, was known as Santa C, but spelled Santa Fe.
Okay.
And when the townspeople, they got together, they wanted to get a post office. So they filled out the application, but they were denied because the postal service said there was already a Santa Fe, Indiana. So back to the drawing board. They discussed, maybe argued, lots of ideas were thrown around, and finally it was Christmas Eve. A snowy, chilly evening, the townspeople were gathered in a log cabin church, and after service, the adults were discussing the name, the kids were running around, a gust of wind blew open the church doors, and the kids said, Santa Claus! So the townspeople said, that's it, Santa Claus, Indiana. And the post office officially opened in 1856.
As Santa Claus, Indiana, since 1856?
This must be
we're getting into your season, aren't we? I mean, this is, if you're in Santa Claus, Indiana, it gets
the holiday.
Yeah, you get to December, you know, we're gonna have some activity. What happens in Santa Claus, Indiana because of Christmas and December and people sending you letters to get postmarked? What's it like?
Well, the Santa Claus Christmas celebration is a three-weekend celebration of events that kicks off this weekend, and that includes everything from writing your letter to Santa at the original post office to Christmas shopping, Christmas dinner with Santa. You can see lots of Christmas lights. The Santa Claus Land of Lights is a light journey that you drive through, and it tells the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You can do a residential tour. There's chestnut roasting at Santa's Candy Castle. It's just tons of activities and events. There's a big parade one Saturday, fireworks this Saturday are themed to Christmas music. But yes, the postmark that you mentioned is only available in December each year, and that's a tradition that started in 1983. There's a contest at the local high school where students in their junior, senior years can submit a postmark drawing to be considered as the official Santa Claus, Indiana postmark.
Oh, wow.
It's a cancellation stamp. Yeah, it goes over your regular stamp, and it's a large picture, usually stamped in red ink, that just makes holiday mail a lot more festive. And our small town post office will postmark over 400,000 pieces of mail that will go through that post office.
Wait a minute.
That's more than the rest of the year combined.
400,000? Is that what you said? 400,000?
Yes. Yes.
My God. I can't even imagine what that's like. I mean, they're like taking the stamp, boom, 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 boom. I mean, 400,000?
They are busy. Yes.
Wow.
And you can come in and hand cancel your own mail, or you can send it to the post office with a note, you know, packaged together in a big envelope or a box, and request the postmark, and then they'll postmark it for you and send it out to your recipient. So it's great for Christmas cards.
Yeah. And where would we send our letters to? What's the mailing address?
You can package them up. You just send it to the Santa Claus Post Office,
mm-hmm.
and that address is P.O. Box 9998, Santa Claus, Indiana. There's some details if you go to our website about some guidelines that'll help make sure you get the best postmark experience possible.
Oh, absolutely. And I see that there's Santa Cottages, Santa Lodge, Rudolph Christmas Cabins at Lake Rudolph. I mean,
yeah,
it sounds like another world almost.
Where else would you stay if you visit Santa Claus, Indiana? You need festive lodging.
And certainly
do. All the ones you mentioned have holiday packages, so they'll bundle a few things together, get you a discount, and come down for the weekend.
Where exactly, we haven't even mentioned where Santa Claus, Indiana is. Give us the location in Indiana. Where are you? How far from you?
We're the very southern end of Indiana, so I-64 that runs from Louisville, Kentucky to St. Louis, Missouri. We're just 10 minutes south of the interstate.
Wow. That's a hike from where we sit. I've been down that.
It is, but
yep.
You can do it.
Oh, I know. We've got people right here in the station who are walking around with Santa Claus, Indiana sweatshirts on right now. They've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I mentioned it earlier, as I said, the whole Santa Claus, Indiana thing has been gaining momentum during the course of the show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Melissa Arnold.
Great.
Executive Director, Spencer County Visitors Bureau. That's not near a Spencer Valley of any kind, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay. Just wanted to check on something. Since it's not viable, John, drop it. Okay. Well, thank you, Melissa. Thank you for being with us. Have a great holiday, and all the best to you and everybody in Santa Claus, Indiana.